Good morning, guys. I need that energy to run down the middle aisle. All righty. So we're in the season of Lent, and I noticed in the fellowship hall, someone has made and put all around the tables in there these. And there's a bunch of them. Have you guys been in the fellowship hall? You have to go in there and see. These are all over the tables. Your school has one? Excellent. That's nice. So it reminds us what season we are. But this tells us two things, and I wanted us to notice what they are. Actually, if you turn around, we have another one up there, right? See, a cross with a purple draping on it. So I want us to think about two things, both things it tells us about Jesus. Who here knows what purple means? Purple means the king. Did you know that? The king. In the ancient world, purple was a very expensive color to buy, so the average person didn't have it, right? The average person has just affordable things. Who wears the most expensive clothes in the kingdom? The king does. So this purple says that the Lord Jesus is our king, right? That Jesus is God who came into the flesh. He made everything that exists, and he rules the whole universe. Is that true? Jesus is the king. So there's this purple that tells us that he's our king. But there's also a cross. And what's that tell us? He's not just the powerful king. He's also the savior who died, right? Many kings are all about power for themselves and wealth for themselves. Jesus is the kind of king who served his people. And he went to the cross to die for you and for me, right? To carry away our sins. All powerful, yes, but also carried away our sins. So this tells me two things. Jesus is my king. Jesus is my savior. Does that make sense? This one little thing, it seems so simple, doesn't it? So Jesus is who? Two things. Jesus is our who? Our king and our savior. Is that right? Congregation, Jesus is our king and our savior. Both at the same time, right? That's why we love and serve him. All right. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back.